Seven deserts across seven continents in 7 weeks. That's the equivalent of running 40 consecutive marathons across some of the most arid zones on Earth, and it's a feat that has never been attempted before. It's the seemingly impossible task that the Australian-born entrepreneur Meena Gooley has set herself. Meena Gooley is the CEO of the global not-for-profit organisation Thirst, and she's running to make saving water famous and to highlight the looming global water crisis. Meena started her mammoth run earlier this week across the Tabernas Desert in Spain. It's evening in the Spanish desert now, the end of day four of her first desert crossing. Meena, good morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. It's funny to hear that you're eating breakfast when we've just finished doing massages and surviving day four in the desert over here.
Well, how are you surviving after the first four days, Meena?
If you ask me, you know, last week, how was I feeling? I was really excited. I was a little bit intimidated by it. But I don't think the enormity of the challenges I'd set myself had totally set in. And I've got to tell you, by the end of day one, when I was looking at 40 marathons stretching before me in the sand and the cold of Antarctica and the heat of the central part of Australia, I did think to myself, who am I, this crazy, idiotic person, to think I can actually do this? But it's actually been an interesting couple of days. The first day, I just thought, I'm so stupid for even thinking about this. Day two, it got better, and day three, it got even better. And today, I just got into a groove, and I just started running.
When you say you got into a groove, I mean, who are you, Meena, in the sense of, I mean, I know who you are in terms of your charity and your entrepreneur work, but as a runner, are you a runner?
Oh, no, I'm definitely not a runner. Oh, definitely not. I'm not an athlete. I'm just like you, or just
what?
Like anybody who's sitting there having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee this morning, listening to the radio. I grew up, I never did sport. In fact, I hated sport. I would avoid it at all costs. And I got pushed into a swimming pool when I was 22 years old. And sport became a way of proving to myself and everybody else that I wasn't going to be a cripple, because I decided that nobody set limits for me except me. And I started swimming, and then I started riding a bike, and then I started running because a bunch of my friends said, hey, you should do the Ironman, because that will really make a point. Mm-hmm. And I did. And that was the start of my sporting life. And now I'm not a fast runner. I just keep going.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to keep going across seven deserts in seven continents in 7 weeks, and you're going to keep going across the Tabernas Desert there in Spain. What are conditions like where you are now? And who's with you? Are you alone? What kind of support team do you have?
Okay, so I'm not alone, thank goodness. I have got a camera, a guy taking pictures and a guy taking video, which we're uploading every day.
Great.
Because the whole point of this run is to raise awareness about the water crisis. So, and the reason why we've chosen 40 marathons is because by 2030, 15 years from now, there'll be a 40% greater demand for water than supplies available. So the reason we chose 40 marathons is because of the 40% difference between demand and supply for water. So the point of having a videographer and a camera guy is to be able to show the millennials, the next generation, just what kind of water scarcity we have and what it actually looks like on the ground. So those guys help to tell the story. And then I've got two support crew who are medically trained and who are helping me to make sure that I can actually finish this crazy project that I've started.
The World Economic Forum last year ranked water scarcity as the number one risk facing society. So it is, you know, time we all focused on it. And I want to get to some of your sort of practical tips on that. But if we can just stay for the run for a moment, the desert you're in at the moment, how do you look across these seven deserts? Which is going to be the toughest, do you think, Meena?
Well, if you'd asked me a week ago, I would have said probably Antarctica, because I hate the cold. Like, I absolutely hate the cold.
And how do you run across Antarctica? I mean, one thing to run across red sand in the middle of Australia or Africa, but snow and ice?
Yeah, so I've had to investigate all kinds of ways to strap little crampons onto the bottom of my shoes and wear multiple layers. And because you have to remember, I'm doing this all in 7 weeks. So everything I need for Antarctica, I'm carrying with me now.
Wow.
And will come with me to the Simpson Desert. So part of me thinks it's all completely crazy, because I'm looking at my bag at bags of thermals and hand warmers and toe warmers. And at the same time, planning to wear singlets and shorts and just, you know, figuring out how I can protect my face from all the flies in Australia. It's just been the most challenging logistical experience I think I've done in a very, very long time, probably ever.
I can't believe you're moaning about the logistics when all I would be moaning about is the running you're going to be doing. Listen, let's, before in the little time we've got left, and I'm sure you've got other things to do like sleep ready for day five, your water tips, you've been on this for a while now, and I was really taken by one of them. Drinking tea rather than coffee saves the same amount of water as taking a five-minute shower. Why? Why is tea more water-saving?
So, actually, it's a whole new way of thinking about water. So when I grew up in Melbourne, I grew up in a time of drought. We always used to capture the water from washing our hands or washing the dishes in a big bucket and put it on the plants outside. What I didn't know at the time is 95% of the water we use every day is not used in the home. It's actually invisible water. It's water that's used to make all the things that we use, buy and consume every day. So, for example, a cup of tea, or, for example, all the clothes that you're wearing.
Oh, I see. In the growing of the tea, or the growing of the coffee, or the raising of the beef or cattle, I see.
Exactly right. So if you think about all the things that you're wearing right now, it took more water to make your whole outfit than you've drunk in your entire lifetime.
Yeah, that's extraordinary, isn't it? Okay, well, it's
quite shocking.
Let's hope if this doesn't raise awareness, I'm not sure what will, Mina. It's an incredible personal effort, and we'll direct people to your website to so people can keep across it. But very good luck. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you, Fran.
Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck on day five. Mina Gooley running across seven deserts on seven continents on the next 7 weeks to raise awareness for the looming water crisis, global water crisis. We'll check in with her again on this remarkable run. She's going to cross Antarctica, as she just told us, the Simpson Desert here in Australia, Sahara Desert. It's quite an incredible feat. And we'll put those links to her social media posts on our website.